I am so fucking tired. I'm
cranky as fuck today.
Me too. Everyone's fucked today because we're just mean.
Should be like a really good podcast.
I am so tired. I got 3 hours of sleep last night and I'm so mad at Rob because he has the gift from God to just put his dumb head on the pillow out. And then meanwhile, I'm like, do-do-do-do-do-do. And like, he's just, I got no one to talk to.
I can't even believe that you're coming in here with this.
What?
Because last night I'm laying in my bed and I'm like, it's like 70,000 degrees in my bedroom.
Yes.
And now that Paul, okay, so for years, decades, because how long have I known Paul for?
A decade is 10 years. Stop being dramatic.
I've known Paul for like 25 years.
Okay.
So for decades, I've slept next to this man in a freezing Arctic cold bedroom. Now he's like, I'm chilly. So now there's no air on in the bedroom. He has the Dyson fan on, but like pointed at him.
Yeah.
But like, I'm going through menopause. My hormones are all over the place. Right. I'm waking up last night and I was like, I will stab you.
Yeah.
Dead. You need to put dead.
Dead.
I'm like, you need to please put the air on. I'm melting.
The air?
I'm over him. I'm right now. Now I understand why people get divorced when they're going through menopause. I'm so mad. Last night, I was unreasonably upset.
So you didn't sleep either?
No, I slept for like 4 hours.
We should have had a sleepover. I slept for three.
You should have just called me and been like, are you awake, bitch? I would have been like, yes, I'm fucking melting.
But everyone knows I'm usually in bed
by 8:30.
I felt like
the heat miser.
Yeah. I just couldn't fucking fall asleep. And then I'm like, I tried to like put my phone away so I didn't have to like doom scroll. But I was just like, I couldn't stop. I took 2 melatonin.
I
took 110 milligram and then I got so frustrated around 1 a.m. that I took another and I still couldn't sleep. But then eventually
I did. Do you
think
that your body has become immune to that?
100%.
Oh my.
I'm fucked. Literally, I'm fucked.
What are you going to do when you get old and they Because like my grandmother never took that until she was like older.
I'm going to have to go on Ambien. I don't know, but it's really bad for me. It's so bad. The only time I did not, there's a few nights where I haven't taken it because I'm like, I'm so tired. I'm going to fall asleep. It's really bad. I don't know why I started it, to be honest with you. I think it's because like
I've never taken it in my life. Ever.
Okay. Never?
Never.
I mean,
the kids used to take, what are they called?
Unisom?
Zarbies?
No.
Nancy used to give them Zarbies.
Zarbies?
Yeah, they're like little ones to like make the kids go to sleep.
See, I would never give it. I don't know. I wouldn't do it to a kid.
I don't know. Like if anyone took, like gave, like they're for children.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm like over it.
Hold on. I guess we're moving forward.
Gianna just gave me the look of fucking death. I just said I don't want to talk about this anymore. Like, Gianna just was like this.
The queen has spoken. Let's just move on.
So, okay, we have to talk about this first topic of discussion.
Ugh. I already know what you're going to say, but continue. Are we going to talk about the Space Invaders?
The Blue Origin squad.
Everybody's talking about.
So, this is the funniest thing. Okay, so this perfectly, like, sums up my thoughts on it. My friend Heather went away to the Philippines for 2 weeks, and I posted, like, a meme about it.
Okay.
I think it was a meme from Wendy's, and it said, yes, look, and...
Yeah, you have to show me, because I don't even think I saw it on your page. Now I'm like, how did I miss it?
It's the picture of Katy...
Oh, it pulled
the
back.
Picture of Katy Perry, like, with her little, like, oh, her Daisy. In the sky, and then Wendy's goes, we send her back?
So she brought the Daisy up there for her daughter, Daisy. So I have conflicting thoughts. How do you feel about... She's the mother of a 4-year-old. She's going into space. I don't think I would be able to do it. Okay, here's my thing. I don't love flying. Well, she has a 4-year-old, and she's, like, catapulting herself into the stratosphere.
Oh, you're saying from, like, a danger perspective
from
of
like
it?
From, just, like, a shit. Like you God may not forbid come something home. Would have happened.
Yeah, but I watched
the Challenger blow up, so you have to pardon
me. No, I understand
like,
that.
I'm not, like...
I understand that, but from that perspective, you could walk outside the house with a 4-year-old.
Well, absolutely.
Like,
but
me driving here, God forbid.
Yeah.
I just think that...
But that's, like, legit. I mean, I guess people do it all the time.
Yeah.
But no, still, it's space. We're not talking about hiking. We're not talking about walking out the door. We're talking about putting yourself in a rocket ship.
Never mind that she's got a 4-year-old. Well, let's talk about
a rocket ship
this.
That looks like a fucking
a dildo.
Penis.
They flew up in space in a a metal dildo yesterday. Congratulations, ladies. Let's just talk about this for a second. Wait, so I wanted to get to this. So my friend Heather got back from the Philippines, and she's like, "What did I've been away for 2 weeks, and I with barely any internet. What did I come back to?" Because I feel like no one spoke about it. It was just like, "Oh, here's Katy Perry. Who was it?
Katy Perry." I didn't even know what was happening. I woke up yesterday morning and the news was on. Was like, we're basically like rocket shipping all these people into space. And I was like, wait, who's going to space? What's happening?
Did you guys know about this until it happened?
I saw a TikTok about it the night before and I looked at Sid and I said, Katy Perry's not going into space.
She's going into space with her daisy. With her little flower.
What? Question for you. Question for everyone. What the fuck is happening?
It's cool.
There's one side to it. First of all, it's very tone deaf. Very tone deaf.
For the current climate of the world. People are fucking dying.
Everyone hates each other. Literally, everyone in the world hates each other. All I want to see is Katy Perry being launched into space and Kris Jenner and Khloe Kardashian, which I love the Kardashians, but whatever, waiting for them. Like, it's just so elitist. It's so like...
And Oprah.
It's just like, okay, Jeff Bezos is doing this thing. It's space tourism. First of all, only the mega rich are going to be able to fucking afford that.
Well, obviously.
It's a $150,000 deposit.
Do you know what the... I don't know what the actual cost is. I actually forgot to look
just
it up. Do you know?
I don't know the actual cost, but the...
No, stop.
If I'm not mistaken, I didn't do
Gia, look it up. Look it up. Okay. The deposit is $150,000.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm just like, it was just cringy. There was two, so everyone's talking about, so Jeff Bezos, what's his girlfriend's name with the fake tits?
Lauren Sanchez.
Okay, she went up. Katy Perry, who is just like, honestly, when you think of nightmare, I think of her because I can't stand her. There was two women that went up that everyone's like, well, they deserve it. It was
Amanda Nugent.
Amanda Nugent and I wrote down Aisha Bowe.
Yes. What?
Okay, fine. Calm down.
It's also $28 million.
It's $28 million.
Okay, wait. Hold on a second. So it's $28 million to go up into the atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're catapulting.
First of all, I don't want to go to Tampa, Florida. Never mind fucking Mars.
You couldn't pay me right now to get on the planes.
I don't want.
And this was a rocket ship, so that wasn't happening ever.
I don't want to go on cruises.
Wait.
Like, I
get seasick, so I can't speak to that.
On the ground.
I just want to bring up something that's an interesting fact. It's $28 million for us to put you into outer space for 11 minutes.
For 11 minutes.
Okay. But the deposit is $150,000?
I don't know. All right, you and your math brain. I don't know. That's what I read.
I believe you.
No, I don't know.
But it's just weird. Like, what kind of that's like a percentage of.
And you know what? The cringiest thing is.
Serious so inquiries first of all, only.
Very tone deaf. People were saying, like, what kind of environmental footprint, like how much pollution did this cost to send these women up there? Also, like, Lauren Sanchez, it's just so, like, they went up there with, like, full glam on.
I've never seen astronauts go in. Well, they're not astronauts.
When I was watching some kind of interview and it said Katy Perry astronaut and whatever,
wait,
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Because she went into space, does that literally make her an
I guess so. But the cringiest thing was, I saw on Instagram, because I don't have TikTok, because, like, whatever. I saw on Instagram that
you're missing out.
They're like, Katy, how do you feel? And they're like, she's just like, I feel just so connected to love.
Someone said it was orgasmic.
I'm like, what are you doing up there? What did the girls do up there in that space dildo?
They said, who said to her?
It's like having strap on. She was like, I just feel so connected to love. Why? Because you're a millionaire and you got to go up
the picture. So in case people didn't see, because the thing actually, not only does it look like that, to me, when it goes up, it looks like it has balls.
Oh.
I mean, but I want to see it again just to make sure that's correct.
You know what? It's just, it's insane to me because, there it is.
There's balls, right? Let me see. There's like two things, but it looks like it's got balls.
You say balls weird. Anyway, the whole thing is just fucking, but it's just like, wait, back to this. So back to this. So what is your conflicting thoughts? Besides, you don't think it's just like point blank ridiculous?
No, I do think it's not that. I think it's cool Because, like, you know, Sam Seda, she's like, I would totally go into space. Okay. I mean, obviously, you have to be, like, you have to have stupid money to do it. But I do think it's out of touch. I think it's, you know, I would not ever do it. You couldn't pay me enough money. You couldn't pay me. Well, maybe, no.
No.
I don't think I would do it for the $28 million.
If some man walked in this back door right now with a bag of $5 million, but you want to go to space for a little bit, like, sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would do
I'm
it.
I'm good.
I'm not even joking.
Keep me on the fucking chair. I have
literally no desire to do that.
Would you guys go for $5 million? Would you go? Gia would live there. Who are we talking to?
No,
I don't, like, I don't know, man. Gia's like, I'll pack a suitcase right now.
No, I'm terrified.
It's terrifying.
You know what this reminds me of? What happens
if, wait, but we, here. Like you said about, like, the current climate and stuff. We just had astronauts that were stuck in space for how many months?
8, 9.
Okay. What if you got one up there and then they couldn't get you back down? Right. Like, what? Like,
well, at least they had falsies on because all their glam was done specifically for the... It just doesn't make sense to me. There's so many other things going on right now. Like, do I really want to... Like, I feel like everyone in the world thinks we're a joke country to begin with right now.
But, I mean, yeah, I don't know. And it's here just we crazy. Go. But listen, that's not a government thing. That's Jeff Bezos doing his...
No, I know. No, it has nothing to do with tourism. Government. Like,
but, I mean, and I did read that he gives a shit ton of money to charities. Still, I don't know. Like, no. It's just a weird...
It's really weird.
Like, I have such conflicting thoughts about it.
You know what it reminds me of? The submersible. Everybody knows that my biggest fear is water, oceans, bathtubs, sprinklers, showers, pools, okay?
Hoses.
That, when that happened, I was...
Yeah, that bothered horrified. Me. It was triggered, yeah. We're moving on. I want to get your reaction to something because I had a conversation with someone recently.
Who's someone?
About, okay. So I heard this thing. I did not have this when I was a child, and we did not have this for when Gianna was a child either. It's called yes days instead of birthday parties for children. So basically, the premise of a yes day is to legitimately say yes to every single thing that your child asks for on their birthday instead of giving them a birthday party. Thoughts?
Is that a real thing?
I was mortified.
Is that like a Gen Z thing?
I don't know.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Well, because Gen Z is like Gianna's age. Yeah, I don't think there's too many 20 year olds.
Is the step above you, Gia?
It's millennials.
Is it me? That's not, I've never heard of that before in my life. And all my, there's 16.
But listen, it's the same way that we came out with, I don't know, anything random that like pops up.
In lieu of a birthday party, they're doing yes days.
It's called a yes day.
Scarlett gets a yes day and a fucking birthday party. We're going to the zoo tomorrow. I want a fucking elephant. Okay, I will climb over the goddamn fence and get the bitch an elephant. That's
so we're giving her an elephant. We're not rocket shipping anyone to space.
You want a grizzly bear? Okay, sure. Let me, mommy, go fucking get him.
So you agree, so you're okay with yes days then?
I wouldn't call it a yes day. It's just, I feel like that's just like, it's your birth. It's like your little baby's kid's birthday. Like, it's just a special day. It's not necessarily a yes day.
Well, that's what, like, that's what this is. It's a yes.
No, that's weird to me. We had Scarlett's birthday party on Sunday. It was great. There was like 35 kids that came to Nana's Wonderland. It was fantastic.
Okay.
Her birthday party was last Thursday.
Okay.
And her actual birthday is tomorrow at the Bronx Zoo. We're going to the Bronx Zoo.
Just the three of you.
Just the three. And my niece and my sister.
Oh, okay.
So like, I mean, I feel like these kids, you know, it's different because, am I getting sick? It's different because... Back in the day, like, my mom thinks I'm ridiculous for doing all these lavish birthday parties.
Okay.
She's like, you never had that. Like, we had pizza and cake. But back in the day, yeah, only the dad either. Was working. Like, if typically, like, only the man was working. And, like, the woman would stay home and raise their kids. My mom was home with us all five of us. And she went back to work when my sister was in kindergarten.
Right.
I'm working, too. And Rob's working. So, like, we have the money. Like, I feel like the yes day thing, I've never heard of that before. Ever.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw it. I heard about it. And I was like, that's... Sam? No. But I thought it was interesting because I was like, I've never heard of it. And I was like, wow. But to me, I kind of just felt like, wow, that's kind of like a little... Like, what if they did ask for something crazy? I don't know.
Like what?
I don't know.
Scarlett's birthday, the Easter Bunny's coming this weekend. Like, we got...
I did not do that with Gianna when she was little. No, of course the Easter Bunny I did. But here's the other thing. Some parents, no Easter Bunny, but they do, like, the leprechaun and Cupid.
No, fuck the leprechaun and Cupid. I don't do that shit. I see that stuff.
That's weird.
I see, oh, the leprechaun came today. People are putting green food coloring in the toilet bowl.
And by the way, Easter's not Christmas. Not. Why are we like...
Oh, people are going... And for Valentine's Day, they go all out now.
No, I never did that with all Gianna. Out.
It's actually insane what people do now.
I know, but I'm like, why are you buying gifts?
Half of Scarlett's Easter basket is gifts, not candy. I mean, I got her like...
No, I did do that for Gianna, but it was like little things like coloring books.
Yes, I mean...
Because do they really need all that candy? No, absolutely not. No. Get her a bunny and maybe like... My mom like, gets whatever the they candy. Like, yeah.
Scarlett's got a... Like, we got her a scooter this year.
Oh, so you were Christmasing it.
No, it's like, it's not a huge, it's not like, you know, it's just like a little scooter.
Oh, okay. Like one of those little foot pedal ones. Yep.
You want to know you want to know a pet peeve of mine? And I feel bad because like a lot of my friends, like, I can't, and it goes for Christmas too. Like, my dad's a deacon. We all know that. He's an ordained deacon. And like Christmas and Easter, Easter's the biggest holiday in the Catholic religion.
Yes. It's like a high holy day.
It is the high.
It's the highest of holy days. Of
holy days. Jesus is risen.
Yeah, and it's a big thing.
I just like people, like, what do you do on Easter? Like, oh, we go to church and then we have like, you know, we gather with our family. People that don't go to church bothers me.
Really?
Yeah.
People
on
that,
Easter.
Okay,
and people then like celebrate Easter. Like, oh, it's a basket. Like, what's the fucking point? Like, I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me. To the effect that I know that it bothers like a lot of people that are more religious than I am.
Okay. Do you go to church for all the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, we try to go every Sunday. Yeah.
Like, oh, you guys go to church every Sunday?
It's hard during wedding season, but there's really no excuse. If my mom's listening right now, she has no excuse. My mom tells all her kids, get your ass to Mass. That's her thing.
Well, I mean, rightly so.
Get your ass to Mass. But like, when we took Scarlett for like a while before like my wedding season starts, because I have weddings on Sundays, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm home late on Saturdays, but it's no excuse.
Listen, if you're working, you could go to Saturday.
No, you're 100% correct. That's what my mom says. No excuse. She's right.
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't, the kids don't go to Mass.
Yeah.
So I used to go for the holidays. I haven't gone in a long time.
Is Gia baptized? Is she communion, confirmation, and all that stuff?
Gianna is baptized.
No confirmation?
Because Paul's Jewish.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so Gianna technically. So our You're thought half process. Jewish. Not really.
Happy Passover, bitch.
Half anything, but like a religion. But we raised her basically like Catholic, but I wanted her when she got older to be able to pick. But I did get her baptized because that was a big thing.
So you're Jewish or you're Catholic?
And my mom told me that she'd be in limbo.
You're Catholic?
Yeah.
You don't want to be Jewish?
Also to the girl.
I think it's what you were going to say.
What?
I was going to say like the mother's side.
They usually say that it's the mom's side. Like I didn't really... You know, I just kind of, after thinking about it a lot, I was like, well, what if she grows up and she's like, hey, I, you know, relate more to being, to Judaism. And I was like, all right, well, you know what? I'm just going to let her, I wanted to
get her
again, baptism. My mom was like, she's going to be in limbo, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God.
Why? Mommy's like a hardcore Catholic, right?
They're very, yeah. My family's religious.
Yeah.
So.
I get it.
Yeah.
Did Paul break the glass when you got married?
He stepped on it, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so we had both. So because Paul's mom passed away and she was Jewish, we had the rabbi, but he did like a non-denominational.
Yeah.
We absolutely loved him, Rabbi Ronnie. He's called like the Rhinestone Rabbi or something. He's amazing.
My friend, Steph from Photo Envy?
Yeah.
I think she had him.
Oh my God. He's like the funniest man.
He's from Brooklyn?
I don't know where he's from, but he
was
looks
your
like,
rabbi.
He looks like, what's his name from The Breakfast Club? Judd Nelson.
I think that was him. I texted her because she said that he was like, he doesn't do a lot. He only picks,
Here and there. So
when it has to be him.
Okay. Yeah. He was amazing. So we kind of did like a non-denominational. So there were like things. And it was funny too, because when they put the rings on backwards and we did that part of it, but we didn't talk about it. So I was
what
like,
what do you mean?
They do it like the opposite.
In the Jewish...
Or the other finger. There's something to it. Because we were like, wait, that's not the right...
Do they?
Yeah, I'll get my video out. There is something to it, but we absolutely love him.
Put the band after?
No, so when you're at the like altar or whatever, like that part of it, you don't have your... I had my engagement ring on my other hand.
Oh,
So you just have, they just give you the band at that point. But there was something, you put it like on your, I don't know, pointer.
No, I don't think that's real. I do a million weddings. I butcher Jewish. I never heard of that.
I don't know. I can put it in the thing.
When you walked down, did you stand on the left side or the right side? Because in a traditional Jewish ceremony,
I was on the left.
Okay, it's a traditional Jewish ceremony. The groom's on the left and the bride's on the right. It's like, yeah. Do you have a chuppah?
No. I said that we did things like different. Yeah. Well, I'm not Jewish.
Okay, fine.
So I don't know. Like I was.
Okay, yes.
But it was like a mix of both. So it was very, very nice. I will say that. I was lovely. It was a lovely ceremony. And everybody loved him. And he was funny. And he like called out people like during the during the service and ceremony.
Yeah.
You really try not to yawn over there.
My eye is twitching and I'm trying not to yawn.
Let's move on to some topics that we think might keep you awake.
It's happening now. It's happening again, though. Do you think like this is an issue? I don't know what I'm stressed about. I'm not really stressed about.
It happens to me all the time.
The thing that I'm stressed out the most, I'm good. Like I'm in wedding season now. My third wedding coming up. Like I'm taking it week by week because that's what I have to do. My high school reunion. I booked my high school I'm planning my 20-year high school reunion, and I booked it back in August. No, it's not at Piermont because some people don't have fucking like whatever. I booked it at this Knights of Columbus in Seaford, and it's like a catering hall. I know the woman who works there because I didn't want it at like a dive bar. I wanted a step above a bar, yeah. But a step below like a wedding venue, right?
Okay.
So I booked it, and I gave everyone a year's notice. So I booked it for August 25th of 2025. I booked it in August of 2024. We're coming up on 4 months. Yeah, I only have like 15 people registered.
Don't you guys have a Facebook group?
Yeah, we have a Facebook group. I put in there, I'm like, hey motherfuckers, let's register. I have an Eventbrite website. I put a deposit down. It was like $250. I know the woman, she's like, you have to cancel. Not a big deal.
Right.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. And I honestly, at the end of the day, I don't really care if it fails or not because we have this group playing at high school class of 2025. And like everyone's like, we gotta get together for 50 year. Nothing happened the 50 year. We gotta get together for the 20 year. The 20 year. No one was like, it's one of those things where we too many cooks in the kitchen. Someone just had to grab the bowl. But why is the fucking air conditioner on? It's actually waking me up. Okay with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't know where we're going today.
So wait, listen.
I'm just riding this wave right now.
Someone just had to grab the bowl by the balls and just do it. So I did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, how many people would be interested? Here's a vote. And like 70-something people were like, yeah, president? I want to do it. No, I wasn't class. No.
Oh. But where's your class president? Why aren't they doing it?
His name was Joe and he like lives, I don't know, whatever. Because no one was like stepping up. I'm like, I have to do it then.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do.
After this weekend, starting on Monday, I'm going to literally hound everybody.
Yeah.
I took my yearbook out. I wrote every single person's name on an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh my God.
Social media, one column, attending, yes or no, reached out. Like
Oh, you're type A-ing it.
Yeah, I'm type A-ing it, but someone fucking has to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Because if not, it's not ever going to get done. And if it fails, it fails. And everyone can go fuck themselves, and I'll leave the group, and I'll never talk to anyone ever again. So I think that's what I'm stressed out about.
I'm thinking that's not going to happen, but anywho. Are you watching TV shows?
I only really watch Bravo.
Because I'm, like, obsessed. Well, you watch Bravo, and you watch TLC. Yes. But the Polly family didn't come on yet. No, I think it starts like next week. Did you see the clip of Alec Baldwin and his? Oh, I can't stand her. Hilaria.
What she says to him.
How do you say it?
Hilaria.
Hilaria.
What she says to him, don't talk when I'm talking. She's not wrong.
No. Why are we. No. I stand firm on this. Do not. He's a legend.
He shot. Didn't he murder someone recently?
First of all, he was on set. He didn't shoot someone. Well, yes, he did.
He shot and killed someone.
Not Cassidy. He was literally in a movie playing a part, and he shot the gun. It was loaded. He had no idea.
That's fucking insane. Can you fucking, like that? Try wrapping your head around that.
Alec Baldwin.
Katy Perry's in space, and Alec Baldwin was on set doing a job and fucking shot someone by accident.
This was years ago. But he didn't know that. Would you? Okay, so you come in here and we're like going to do curvy godmothers. And I'm like, here, Cassidy, here's this wand. I want you to point it at Gia. And then all of a sudden a lightning bolt comes out of the wand because Gianna forgot to turn the fucking switch off. I don't know.
Gia, does Gia die?
Yes.
Yes, I have to.
May it rest her soul. God bless her.
Could do your wedding. That could be your premise for your murder mystery wedding fucking.
You better make sure there's no guns there. Anyway. No,
yes. Okay, fine. That's hard. That's
Alec Baldwin is a national treasure.
Okay, fine.
He's been around forever and she's terrible to him.
Doesn't everyone say she has a fake accent?
Because
What is it?
Her name is basically Hilary, but we're calling her
Hilaria. Isn't she from fucking Boston?
She's from Boston.
Massachusetts?
I believe, as the story goes, she, like, spent a summer or 2 weeks or some shit in Spain, came back with an accent, said that she was brought up there. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of controversy wrapped around her.
How many kids do they have?
Like, I
have
85.
Is the show doing good, or is it, like, do you watch it?
So I'm watching clips of it. Again, you know me. I'm watching clips of it on Facebook. I think their children are a little
like 20, entitled. Right? Yes. Yeah. I saw
the one is literally her mother, and that's unfortunate, but hey, whatever.
You calling her a twat, the little kid?
No, I would never.
Oh, I would 100%. I saw clips of it. I saw the little, like, the young girl, like maybe 10 or 11, like talking like a little brat.
She was like, your fly is open.
Who was there? There's Steven, Alec.
I don't know, Billy Bob. I don't fucking know. There's other ones, Bobby. What are the Baldwin brothers? There you go.
Daniel?
Billy. No, and Steven.
Well, William would be Billy.
Oh, yeah, that's Steven. What I said. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Steven, Alec, William, Daniel.
There you go. Anyhow, that was way more into it than I want to get, but I just feel like, I don't know, he's so cute in his old age. He's, I don't know, how old is he, 70?
It's TLC?
It's on TLC, yeah. I can't believe you're not watching it. I'm shocked.
I know. You know what
I'm saying? And Sam said she's fairly certain. Fairly certain. I'm fairly certain. This is my Dickens character coming out again. That they don't have a nanny.
Really? Why? Well, yeah, so she's like raising all those kids.
I respect it too, but I don't think it's true. But anyway.
I think it's true.
I don't think so. There's no way she doesn't have some help. She's got like 47 kids. And she's, they're like, what?
I gotta watch that TLC show.
I finished season 2 of Traitors.
I have to watch Traitors.
I swear to God, if you don't watch it. So now I'm on to season 3. I'm super excited about it. We just started. I'm into, like, I don't know, episode 4 or 5. I'm in love with Boston Rob. Don't anyone tell me the spoilers because I don't want to know anything. But
he was from Survivor.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. He's been on it like 6 times.
Yeah.
So my thing right now is that a lot of people are like, oh, you should have watched season 2 before you watched season 1.
Yes.
I thought season 2 was terrible.
Everyone
says the Traitors were terrible. They did a horrible job. I'm standing firm on this. They really sucked.
So it's so funny.
Season 1 was so much better.
Everyone that told me about Traitors said, don't watch season 1. Start with season 2.
No, I disagree. Season 2 was terrible. What do you think? You think season 2 was better?
No.
The Traitors were horrible.
Hold on. Okay. I didn't say anything.
No, it's fine. You can say.
This is a safe space.
is it a safe space, though?
You're in my space now, bitch.
It's not a safe space.
Not a safe space.
We listen and we judge. Yeah, 100%. And we're going to vocalize that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and all my facial expressions.
100%.
We listen and we judge.
Yeah, we listen and we judge.
We listen and we judge, and we're going to, yeah, we're going to say it.
Fuck that.
We're going to say it out loud.
Really enjoyed season 2, only because I love Phaedra Parks.
Oh, absolutely.
The thing is, you're going to hate me. I didn't finish season 1 because I didn't connect with any of the people. I just didn't get the vibes. I hated watching Brandy and normal people together. Maybe this annoying.
Well, I mean, she was like basically irrelevant.
But now you make me want to watch Traitors again, so I will watch season 1.
You have to watch season 1.
I'm in Survivor right now. Really.
Yeah, so we are watching Survivor as well. We're like,
at your house?
We watch Survivor every season.
Yeah.
As like a family, and we're watching Traitors. Well, except for little Sam. She has no desire to watch Traitors, but she'll sit.
So what is she?
She hates reality TV. She sits with us.
Doesn't she have a TikTok about TV shows?
She does, but she doesn't like reality TV.
What TV shows does she do?
Like Supergirl, shit like that, I think. Like, I don't know.
Like
what is Supergirl?
Like Marvel stuff.
Oh.
Superheroes.
Like,
yes, I get it. Yeah, like the, yes, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I'm standing firm. I thought the Traitors in season 2 were fucking terrible.
Okay.
I'm like, get it together. I love Phaedra. Love her.
Well.
I don't want to say anything because I'm not spoiling shit for anybody.
She's coming back on Real Housewives of Atlanta this season.
Oh, thank God.
I loved her in Atlanta. Thank God. And I was telling the girls, like, Atlanta is
the best.
It was one of the Jersey, best Atlanta, ones. Yeah.
Needy Leaks.
Oh,
the thing that I love the most about the Atlanta Housewives franchise is all the other girls on all the other women on the other franchises were like catty and whatever, but New York and Atlanta may be the same.
Yeah.
They just went at it in like they not behind each other's back.
They would just say it right to your face.
The worst things ever. I remember that. Gia, do you remember during the reunion when Phaedra read Kenya?
Yeah.
And she's like, my, like, she had a son like, with.
What you have to know is that your baby daddy. She said,
yes.
This was like the one of the original seasons.
Yes, it was. And then Nene was just like this. They and like that. And then Kenya was just sitting there with her fan like this, like just like, okay. And Andy was just like, oh. They don't give a fuck.
They don't.
And
they
New
don't.
York didn't give a fuck either. No, Luann they didn't either. And Durant.
Remember when the, what's her name, took her her leg off?
Yes.
And threw it on the table? Aviva, that was her name.
You know what? New York was like so, I don't know why they revamped it.
Can I just say something?
We didn't need that.
No, they need to go back and get the OGs and put them all back together and do that. Because these new women are not, I don't know, like the one, who's the girl from New Jersey with the fucking subway?
Danielle?
Is she the one that got caught at being like Jennifer, mean to the subway?
Jennifer ate it. She's the fucking worst.
Like, listen, again, irrelevant lady. The, like, what is she, why are you being mean to people? And she's like, my husband's, what is she, her husband's a lawyer or a doctor?
Old school.
Even worse. So what is he going to do? Come and give you a nose job? Like, I don't understand. Let me tell you something. Why was she like spouting? Shut up.
When we were old, like when old school Jersey, old school New York. Jersey. I don't even like Beverly Hills. Also, Mob Wives.
Wait a minute. I didn't watch Mob Wives.
Oh, my.
I did not watch my. I how are you going to say Beverly Hills was no good? No,
because you want to know why? I just don't. No, they didn't bring what they didn't. New York they didn't fill Atlanta up your love tank. No, they didn't. It was no truly New York, Jersey, and Atlanta.
No, those iconic. Were the best ones. Yeah,
those are the women that raised me, and I'm forever indebted to
I
them.
I was already raised, but they molded me into the person I am today. So thank you.
But you have to.
You know I love me some Bethany. Yes. I'm a diehard. I love New Bethany. York. But yeah, but I loved all of them. I loved Countess Luann. I loved all of them. Well, she's not a Countess anymore,
Ramona.
Right?
But let me tell you something. You had to watch.
Remember?
Yes, 100%.
She did the runway. Phenomenal. In her eyes.
Phenomenal. Yes. She.
Best ever.
You do yourself a favor.
Queen. I probably look like a crazy person
on a
doing
rainy
that.
Day. What day are you off? Mondays. Mondays are so close.
I'm not off.
Sit at home in your.
I want Gianna to watch them. I think she'd think they were hysterical.
Sit in your suite at the Ritz, and I need you to stream Mob Wives.
Okay, I'll do it.
We should talk about wedding stuff, I guess.
Yeah, so I want to talk about the TikTok thing because I saw a couple of, like, interesting things that are going on right now, like TikTok trends for weddings.
So tell me and let me react to them because I don't have TikTok. Okay. I think that would be good.
Perfect. Okay, so these are – the first couple are just, like, whatever, like, common things that I just think are stupid.
Right.
Okay, so TikTok made me do it. Bring all my friends to my bridal appointment.
A disaster. Literally disaster.
Like, you can't even, like...
Disaster waiting to happen. Like,
too many opinions, too many people.
Too many opinions, too many people.
You might as well just bring the Mob Wives
you're
with
gonna,
you.
It's literally, you're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to get confused. You're going to get overstimulated.
Yeah, and then you're going to be like, I'm going to have to come back when I have less people
exactly.
with me.
Exactly. That's the thing. Or I have to go, yeah.
We've had girls leave crying.
Oh,
because they're like, when it happens, it's terrible because you feel so bad for them. But they literally leave in tears, and I'm like, what's happening? Like, I'm looking around. Jesus, you don't fucking stop.
I can't stop. You know what? I remember back in the day, they would love it, but they weren't paying for it. And the let's say their mom was paying for it, and the mom was.
I'm
like
not
crazy.
On board with that. You know how I feel. I think a gift is a gift, and your mom. I don't care if she's fucking paying for it. She shouldn't be picking
your
dress.
But. You're going to feel a certain way. And you're going to feel guilty if they don't like it. And you just are.
I know, but I just am like, why are you picking something that you don't love?
But even like wedding planning, couples of mine are like.
I just want girls to be big girls. You're getting married.
I know.
Do your thing.
I love Nicki Minaj. I'm looking at her ass. It's so beautiful.
Isn't she adorable? Did you see Tutu LaRue?
Beautiful. I think it's.
So I got another one.
Can I have one? Where'd you get that? Send it to me.
Wayfair.
Wait, but listen. It's even in the wedding planning process too.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, I really don't want to do this, but my parents are paying for it, so I really kind of had no choice.
Listen, it's one thing to put roses in your fucking floral arrangements, and it's another thing to wear a wedding dress that your mother decided that you feel obligated because your mom's paying for it. It's not the same thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just feel like, or my mom wants me to have a horse and carriage. I don't want it. Fine. Okay, whatever. So I'm making I get that.
Yeah.
But your wedding dress?
True.
That's literally a reflection of you. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I know.
You're getting married. You're an adult.
Your mom's not getting married.
It's not even that. You're an adult woman. What do you, what, I'm not saying that you shouldn't take the opinion into consideration. Of course, we all want our moms to be like, I love your dress.
Right.
But at the end That's of the day, you don't want her to hate it. But if your mom's like, if your mom comes up to you and she's like, I'm paying for it, you're getting the dress that I want. Hard no.
Your mom's a twat.
If that was my mom, honestly.
No, I know. But some moms do it would that, be a problem. I know, but it's terrible.
But you need to be like, I'm getting married. Yeah. I'm getting married. It's a clue. I don't know what it more is. What's more adult than getting married?
No, I know. When we see that, though, that's like, you need therapy. There's some issues going on.
Yeah,
there's
mommy issues.
But we've seen it a lot, though. It's so sad. It's very sad.
I'm not, listen, I don't diss anybody. Like, I'm not trying to be like, I'm not, yes, of course, like, in my head, it's not like, I'm not judging you in that way.
Yeah.
It's more of like, I feel bad.
Yes.
Like, it breaks my heart to see a girl standing there. I had a girl in the other store.
Yeah.
She wanted this black dress. Oh my God. No, in
yes.
19. Wanted this black dress. Oh my God. This girl was sobbing in this gown. Her mother literally turned to her. My mom was there. And her mom goes, if you buy that dress, I'm not coming to your wedding.
And she was.
The girl was bawling and was like, I'm done. Like, we need to go. She wound up leaving the girl. The mother kind of was like collecting her stuff to leave. And my mom went over to her and she goes, why wouldn't you let. She's like, I don't. She's like, she loves that dress.
Me threw down.
She did. Not in a bad way, but she was
in
like,
a very
you can
way.
See she like loves this gown. And she was like, my daughter will not wear a black wedding dress
to
her wedding.
Is it the Maggie Sotero nude and black dress? That beautiful, stunning dress.
It was one of the original nude and black ones.
Which was
champagne
probably
in black. Maybe
that,
the Tristan?
Yes. That
first
that
it was terrible.
Tristan dress, holy. Let me tell when you think black, what? No, like you don't think like Elvira, like the black wedding dresses that are out are some of the most stunning dresses.
Aspen.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Oh. Beautiful is that the one
dress.
We both wore?
Yeah. The Scarlet comes in black. The Norvinia. Oh my God. It's like one of the most stunning.
The Norvinia.
That's just what the name of it is. It's one of the most stunning wedding dresses I have ever seen. Yes.
Who makes it?
Maggie.
What else is TikTok saying to do?
Okay, what else? Let's move on. I don't like this one. Let's make a dress shopping appointment for the bride, but it's a surprise. So she has no idea. It's happened quite a few times where they're like, I'm not going to tell her. We're going to say we're going out to lunch and we're going to come to your store and surprise her with a dress shopping experience. These girls could, most of the girls come in with a very like, I don't want to do this right now face. And usually after a bit, they're okay. But we've had quite a few that never warmed up in the appointment because they're like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. I'm not in the mood.
Before
like,
my wedding appointment, I got a blowout. I shaved my legs. Like, you got to like, you know, what?
A lot of girls don't do that.
They don't shave their legs.
Well, no, they don't get all dolled up to come to their bride. I feel like, if I'm going dress shopping.
Let's segue. Let's take this. Tips. Let's give them tips. For dress shopping.
Well, I think that you should, even if I'm going shopping and I'm like, I'm going to go look for clothes for work. Like, I don't care where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm brushing my hair, even if I put it in like a cute pony or whatever.
Yeah.
Makeup, a little bit of makeup, even if it's lip gloss and mascara,
yes.
Whatever. Well, I don't wear mascara because I got lashes. Yeah. But,
Yeah. Don't come in looking like gravel.
If you come in. The gravel girdie.
Gravel
We've talked
girdie.
About this.
But if you look good,
we're
you feel
cut
good.
That
you know
out.
What I mean? If you look good, you feel good. So come in here like
yes,
looking
if you
cute.
Look good, if you look disheveled and then you're trying on all these beautiful gowns, you're not going to get like that overall.
Yeah.
Like it takes minimal effort to throw. But some girls
don't
wear makeup.
A little rouge, some gloss.
Here's the thing. A lot of girls come in there like, I don't wear dresses. That's fine. And I never wear makeup. Okay, great. But on your wedding day,
guess what?
9 times out of 10, these girls are wearing makeup.
Do you know that my mom only
just
wore
do a little
mascara
on her wedding day
and no lip, like just mascara. Yeah.
Wow. Where did they get married?
They got married at Anton's.
What's that? Wait, is that in the Brooklyn?
In Queens. It's still there. It's the owners of Jericho Terrace. My mom looked beautiful. My mom didn't even like paint her nails for her wedding day. Like she's like, it's a whole different ball game. But that's
this is like a whole.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
That's a different.
So
podcast.
That's my thing. I'm just like, please don't make it a surprise. Like, tell your friends that you're bringing them wedding dress shopping.
Yeah, no.
Like, it's just crazy. My other thing right now, and I didn't do it, wearing white to your bachelorette party and every other event that you have. So like, I need and we're making a line for this.
Yes.
So like, I want you to buy all the white in the world, but. Is it necessary?
You know what? I feel like
Is it overkill?
I feel like most things.
I wore black media, to my rehearsal dinner.
I'm not going to lie, I wore white to my rehearsal dinner for my bachelor party, though. I wore different colors. But I feel like social media has made that a thing. Like, girls really want the aesthetic. You know what
Sometimes
I mean?
Sometimes I wish that we could go backwards and there was no social media.
I do, too. I wonder what weddings would be like if all of a sudden one day, no TikTok, no Instagram, nothing.
It would be like they used to be.
Yeah. And it would just be like people would focus on the marriages and not the weddings.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking concept.
What a fucking concept.
What a concept.
What a concept. Choreographed dances.
I don't know if I should plead the fifth on this because a lot of my couples do them.
I know you probably can't talk to this. I'm not a fan.
No, I've seen a couple that were amazing. Kayleen and JP, I will give them a shout out right now. They did a dance and she was this adorable bride. He was a great, like, they had a dance and I've actually like sat there and watched it and she had to be a dancer
dancers?
Or something.
Okay.
I think she was.
That makes sense.
He picked her up, and people were, every time he picked her up, people like screamed, like people were so into it. And it's funny because I was just talking to a DJ
but
about
I
this
feel
in my
like
last
you need
wedding.
To go all in or you need to leave it at home and just do a cute little, just your regular, I love you, we're hugging, we're just doing like a regular.
Me and Rob literally were just like this on the dance.
Yeah, that was me and Paul, doing the sway, let's hug, we'll kiss a little.
You know, and that's it. But like people really get into it and it's fine, but I just don't. Like, Rob would rather eat shit than me drag him to a dance class every week.
Paul would never. He would be like, the marriage is off.
Call the rabbi and tell him.
No go.
No thank you.
Paul, I told you, Paul's very specific. Like, when he's like, I'm not doing this.
No, I know.
There's
Rob,
no, like,
I know.
I'm not convincing him.
I don't know. It's like,
no, I just think that sometimes it's not. The idea, because I love if it's choreographed and it's beautiful. And like you said, like you had that couple. Yeah. I get it. That's amazing. But if you're doing the choreographed dance and it looks staged.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look authentic.
Yeah.
I would rather see you guys sway there and really just be in love with each other and on your day.
I get it.
I'm sorry.
All right, bitch.
I'm going to get. I'm
no
gonna
one
get
asked
hate.
Her to go to a dance class.
No. But I. No.
Okay. Fine.
I'm sorry.
I think
you look stupid.
Your stance.
Like with the fog, like stop.
Oh, the fog machines. The dry ice, I kind of like that.
I'm not a fan of the fog, but
I don't
whatever.
Mind it. It's actually beautiful.
Yeah.
Like the dancing on a cloud thing. I don't hate that.
And
a sway, fine. Yeah.
Okay, fine. A cloud and a sway, I'll do it.
A cloud and a sway?
A cloud
sure.
and a sway, fine. I'm not a fan of the smoke, though. My husband wanted the snow.
Yeah, we know. You bitch, we know you had snow.
And I was like, I don't want it. And my husband was like, really? I'm asking you for one thing. And I was like, fine, we'll have fucking snow.
Make it snow.
I didn't want anything like that.
Too bad it wasn't real snow because you were sweating your tater tots off that
seriously.
Day. Anyway.
My last one, and this is like, I have such a hatred for this right now. So you're going to an appointment. You have no intentions of buying a gown.
So you're wasting everyone's time.
Exactly. A lot of these girls have already bought their dresses. Mm-hmm. Like, they have no intentions of buying a gown. They're literally just going to,
for
like...
For fun, until yeah. finish, to make it laugh. Like, yeah. just, like, rage
I want to find, like, a good video, but also, too, I kind of hate doing that because I feel like, you know...
No, you're going to get mad. You got... Like, that one time we were talking about the girl that... You're going to get fucking pissed. Don't even do that to yourself.
I'm not going to do it to myself.
No.
But I
don't think about coming here and doing that, ladies, because we'll know. We'll sniff
well, we
it out.
We had a lady call, and she was like, oh, she doesn't have a wedding date or the bride. No wedding date, no venue. I go, okay, well, and also to like 2027 or 28 wedding. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, we do require you have a wedding date. Okay, well, then I'll just lie. Her wedding is whatever, and then she made up a date for 2026. I go, okay, but now I know that you're doing that. She goes, okay, well, then let's hang up. I'll call back, and I'll lie. And I was like, what fucking day do you want to come into the store? Like, I'm like, I don't – whatever. People, again, like, it's a small business, so, like, you don't realize these stylists, when we're taking 3-4 brides in a row.
You're not eating lunch.
It is, there's no lunch. I basically have to tell Sid sometimes, Sid, can you just give me 5 seconds, clip her in that dress so I can go in the back and pee?
It's insane.
And then I'm, like, peeing, like it's a race.
No, it's insane.
Like, a literal race for me to get out of the bathroom
to
try to get back before she comes out of the dressing room.
Not even that, but, like, just the taking the dresses, like, it's... I remember being on the floor and it being fucking intense.
It gets intense on the floor, yeah. And people don't realize that this is a job, and it's very late. It's labor, you know, intensive, we're lifting, they're putting stuff away, we're running back and forth for you. It's a mentally exhausting position, and I love
people,
it. Like,
it's don't people get, management.
Honestly, I'm on the floor right now, like styling, because we're like short staffed, which is fine. I don't mind taking the brides, but like, I want a bride that seriously wants to buy a gown. I don't want you in here fucking around. If I found out the girl was in here doing this trend, I think I would probably be put... They would probably put me on social media because I would probably lose my shit. Why are you doing that to people? Why is that funny?
I don't understand it.
Why is that funny?
So, like I said, imagine if we went back in time when none of this social media existed, Corinne. It'd be insane.
Get the fuck out of here. It's not funny. I'm mad. Like, I'm so mad about that. Whatever. What the fuck else do I have to talk about? What's going on?
Nothing. I think I'm tired.
Wait, no. Why? Gianna has Insta twats because we didn't do it last week and I hate skipping it.
Where are they? Do we have them?
Gianna has them. So Gianna's going to read us some Instas. Because I was reading them last night and I was rolling.
Oh.
In my living room.
You know
room.
What? We got to preface this. When people... It's fucking hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Again, and don't come at us and be like, well, if you post stuff, you have to open your... You know you're asking for criticism. No, we're just asking you what dress looks pretty. Which one do you like better or not?
Yeah.
Not asking you to comment on anything about... And, you know, like, just which dress do you like better, bitch?
We literally will say...
And again...
The one lady the other day was like, why is this... Because we did, like, a white lotus one, but it was really just like, okay, if you're getting married in, like, I don't know, like a... Like, that type of environment. Like, which dresses? And she's like, what does this have to do with White Lotus? Bitch, nothing. Shut up. We're just showing you three gowns.
Jesus Christ. Like, go ahead, John. Nothing.
Okay. Go, Gianna.
All right. So, the first one.
John.
Mom vs. Bride. It's a fashion show. It's not a fashion show. It's time to unite two people in the commitment in life. What's wrong with you people?
She's taken this to a whole new level.
That? What's her name?
Logan Knuckles.
I'm writing back to her. That you're writing back to her right now?
Right now I'm writing, great news. These are only models at our bridal boutique. There's no way we would ever put up a real bride and ask the general public which one to choose.
Yes, we would. Why would you lie?
That's actually a really good idea.
Well, we're not going to ask an actual
American Gladiator Bride Edition. That's a great idea. We should do that.
I love that. I love it. I'm all in. Traders Bridal Edition.
I mean, that one's just like, are you okay?
Yeah. But you're taking Instagram a little. But first of all, wait, there are people, like, what about, like, the other stores that, like, there's actual brides and they're like, help me pick my dress.
Yes. Yes.
Those are
She's just fucking actually. Stupid.
All right, we got to get those buzzers, Corinne. Can we go to Best Buy and get those buzzers? Instatwat, next.
I can't believe nobody mentioned the top being see-through. As a pastor, minister, or priest, I would never allow that dress to be worn in church.
Wait, and didn't I write back to that lady?
So there was a couple of them with the cups. Because they're like, oh my God, I can see her nips. And I'm like, first of all, those are the cups.
Yes.
Like, are her...
You got some big nipples then, Gianna.
I said that last time. I was like, Gianna, how big are your nipples?
Jesus Christ.
I was like, Christ almighty.
Can we see your nips? Jesus.
Okay, so somebody said, no. This is on a just opinion one. No, you know, it's not okay to be fat. I myself am on the fat side and I hate it. I gained weight after surgery and you can better believe this nastiness is coming off. Stop trying so hard to normalize this unhealthy bullshit.
Normalize.
I should just like, what should I do? Should I just like off myself because I'm a heavy lady? Because I'm a large and lovely broad? What?
What's her name? What's this woman's name?
I don't know her name.
What a miserable cunt. Just a miserable cunt.
Like, what is wrong with you? But it's not okay to write that if you yourself are a heavy lady. Like, what? I don't understand.
I guess if you're not a size...
What is wrong with these people?
I guess if you're over a size 8, you have to wear a potato. You can't get married and you can't wear clothes and you can't leave your house. Get locked
up. What if we got... Okay, I have the best idea ever. Let's just get rid of all these gowns and just put, like, different potato sacks on the racks. And just, like, we can tie them with, like, pretty belts.
Gianna, what was that woman's name?
I don't know.
And make sure that everyone's nipples are showing.
That's it, yes.
It's a gold mine. Giant if I've ever nipples. Seen one. Johnny nipples?
John.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just a nipple and then a potato sack.
Yeah. A nipple and a potato sack.
Next twat.
Next twat.
You're too top heavy. They use the wrong "you're," by the way. To wear any of those dresses,
there's a shock.
Front, your back, and your arms, or lose 100 pounds.
Potato sack.
Put a pillowcase over your fucking. tie 90,000 pound weights to your feet. Jump in the Hudson River. Fuck off. Next.
Sorry. Massive arms, massive boobs. They would prefer to go without a top with a little vomit emoji.
Wait, what?
Who is that? What's the name?
I'll write the names down.
They would prefer to go without a top?
I'm assuming, because that was right after the one above this that says, you can see her nipples, so what are you
Oh, they notice? Talk. They talk to each other? That's nice.
I know, so I'm going to say this, because I know you have like one or two more, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so... Okay. I already have my thick, but my other thick this week has to be these assholes. They made me laugh so hard. Let me tell you, you are keeping me fucking young.
Can I just say something?
Like, I am over the moon about these fucking people.
They are all so lucky. Here's the thing. I want to write back on every... I would annihilate them. I'd rip them apart. No, I don't want to because I feel... Because I have my business account.
Yeah, so make a fake account. Who cares?
Should I do that?
And yeah. Stop. Go ahead, Gianna.
So this video was on this comment was on a video with one of my favorite Waters dresses.
That said, which one?
I don't know the name.
I think I know which one you're talking about. Yes.
The Austin. Such a pretty gown.
Yes.
So she goes, mom's pick with no hesitation. The top of the other dress looks like underwear. That was
interesting. I mean, I know that's like a big thing of theirs. They're always like, that looks like lingerie. Mm. And can I tell you, a lot of these people are from like Europe.
Yeah, Facebook cunts.
How did you get your Facebook from
funds? Well, the Insta twats and the funds. That's what we're calling them. Because most of them are from Facebook because the funds aren't on Instagram. It gets filtered in and they come up.
There are some. Because
okay, and if you look at their Instagram, it's like pictures of stale Girl Scout cookie boxes
and their cats.
And their golden doodle that's gonna die in like an hour on their quilt that they fucking made.
I love when I go to the page and it's like a plus size person.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, could you be more ridiculous?
Not just a plus size, a hideous plus.
Yeah, it's usually person. Someone. Like, are you just jelly because we're beautiful and plus size? Like, I don't understand.
Right.
Although, 100%. Wait, I want to bring this up because we didn't write it back. I just want to tell everyone that not all plus size people look alike. And I don't look like fucking Mama Cass. But anyway.
Who's Mama Cass? Me?
Oh shit. No, Cass Elliot from the Mamas and the Papas. You know, I never put that fucking thing, two things together. Do you know
what does she look like?
I mean,
not like
Rim. I don't think we look like not each other. Cool. Can you please look her up immediately?
No, you don't. Are you fucking kidding me?
She literally said, you look like Cass Elliot. Can you sing? And I'm like, I don't even know what to respond to this. Cass Elliot sang like a fucking angel. Don't get me wrong. Mamas and Papas, like harmony. Like, yes. Amazing. I love the Mamas and the Papas. Crane, I want to sing a little like fucking California bitch. Dreaming right after we're done with this podcast. But.
All the leaves are dull.
Yeah, exactly. But like, Mama Cass was not an attractive woman.
Can
like,
I show this picture? You look nothing like this bitch.
Can we do a side by side? Go ahead.
My eye's twitching.
Go ahead.
Look.
See, go ahead.
That's fucking awful. Who wrote that?
Some lady.
Bring her up. Call up her family. Anyway. We gotta do Thick and Tired.
Okay. Let's do Thick and Tired. Cassidy.
My tired is I am fucking... I'm just tired today. My eyes twitching. I need my fellow class of 2005 Plainridge graduates to please register so I don't have to have anxiety anymore about this situation. And my thick is my baby's fourth birthday party. Four years old. Can't believe it. She's a fiery soul.
Wow, you really like came out with those like.
Yeah. No, I know. More. I because I'm like, yeah, no.
Those were easies.
I can't believe she's gonna be four tomorrow.
Yeah, it's amazing. She's a little lightning bolt. That
she's
kid.
A lightning
it's
a little bolt. Firecracker. She sure is. She feels everything. She loves hard. She feels every emotion so hard, and indeed, she's just like she the best thing ever. So we're going to go to the zoo tomorrow. And I can't wait. So we're going to go to the zoo tomorrow.
We're going to go to the zoo.
So we're going to go to the zoo tomorrow. And then Gianna's going to babysit her on Monday. No, you don't have to get her a fucking birthday gift. Just come over, okay?
Just fucking give her a yes day. She'll be fine. Okay.
Great.
So I have a very...
Specific thick?
Yeah. No, tired.
Oh.
Okay.
Is it me? You're pointing at me with your glasses.
No, but I am so... sick of other stores bad-mouthing other stores and other seamstresses sticking their nose in my fucking business. Yeah, I'm legitimately done.
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, so this air it out. Is just, it makes edit. Me so say
it
mad. And
then edit it now.
How?
Like beep when you say the names because I need to know.
So the seamstress from told my client, my person that we were doing custom for, that what we were doing was a lot of work. And basically she was just like, she put doubt in her head.
Well, that's so funny because I had a bride that got her dress at seamstress department, fucked up her dress royally.
Listen, seamstress jobs can easily be messed up. Like, I totally understand. Like, this is the nature of this business. I was on the phone for quite some time with a customer trying to explain, you know, I am, in essence, I am a small business.
Why did she go?
So she got her dress from and then they were purchasing something else from us, like okay. a custom something.
Right.
And I want to say it wasn't just this person though. Why are you like, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
I never, if any customer ever goes to another store, I'll tell all the stores out there right now, if a customer ever comes to you and says that the people at Ivory and Main badmouth you, they're lying. We never would speak. Never, ever, ever. I am so in my lane. Stay in it. Don't talk shit about
that's
other
bad
stores.
Karma.
It's bad karma. Yep. It's bad for business. It makes you look petty. It makes you look disgusting.
Yep.
And it makes you so unattractive to everybody. Like, yep. your business, not as a person. Well, yep. as a person, yes.
Yes, yeah, a person, but you're hideous.
Fuck. When people give me, like, horror stories, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, wow, I'm really sorry that happened to you. I'm never going to, like, sit. Ever. I mean, unless I really know the customer, that's a different story. But, yeah. like, and someone came to me and was like, oh, you know, and they're just, like, trying to, like, gossip talk it. That's fine. Like, a friend or whatever. Fine.
That's fucking
but
terrible.
I am never, ever discussing what another seamstress can or cannot do with you. It's none of your business, and you don't know. The woman was literally like, I don't understand how this is going to get done with one person. And I was like, what are you even talking about? Like, this woman placed so much doubt into your mind about what the custom work that we do. And I said to her, I was like, I assure you, you would have loved it, but that's completely fine.
She's not coming to us anymore?
No. And that's fine. Like, I don't care. I don't, listen, again, business is business at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you know what? It's because that other place thinks they're hot shit and they have that reputation. But at the end of the day, I've heard not great things about that.
Listen, there's shit about every store.
Right.
Like, you know, Sam could do something or my alterations could or department could do something. We've had Tatiana where things got messed up and they had to go to someplace yeah. else. That's fine. It happens. These are people
we're
doing this work.
Yeah, we're
but
all
for you as another professional,
yes.
you should really talk to your fucking employees. You should talk to your employees because if Sam, I can tell you, and Sam will definitely attest to this, if Gianna or G or any of them did anything like this, I would be like, you're fired. Get out. There's no, I won't tolerate it.
Zero
I will
tolerance.
Absolutely not tolerate it. I don't want to look like a schmuck.
No.
In the business community.
You like that word.
I do.
Schmuck.
It's schmuck. It's a good word. I don't want to be that person. I want to get by on my own merit. And if you have to talk down about other stores, this isn't the first time this has happened. There are stores on the island as well that has done this to me. And I'm like, you trash. Shut up.
Your mother's
nobody
trash.
Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Your mother's fucking
trash. Well, I don't
trash.
Even know who your mother is, but.
And she's fucking trash for raising trash.
I'm so. When this
Damn.
Happened.
You ain't
I was
tired. You're exhausted, bitch.
I was exhausted.
So this is Corinne's exhausted.
This is my exhausted. Stop talking shit about me. You don't know nothing yeah. about my business. Stop talking shit about me.
Do you have a thick?
So my fic is. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it's probably not good for me to say they're trash. No, you know what? Fuck it. I'm saying it.
They're trash. My mother's trash too.
Yeah, I'm not naming who you are, but you know who you are. Jesus Christ, pens are flying. Okay, you know who you are. Now I got no pen. My fic is that Mercury is out of retrograde. And now's the time for us to manifest. Good.
Fuck you, mother. My thick is that Mercury is out of retrograde.
And from now until May 4th, everyone manifest.
Okay. Can we do the vision boards at your house?
Yes.
We have to do it on a weekday specifically for like 2 hours because I am busy. So, or like a week something.
Let me pencil you in. Yeah, I'll pencil you in.
Let's do those vision boards.
Yeah. We gotta manifest shit. So I'm big on manifesting. Me too. We already have. There are things in my head that I want to.
Yes, me too.
Do.
Right.
And we're gonna do them. They're gonna happen. They've already happened. That's what manifesting is all about.
That's they are there. They're
waiting. They already happened. They're just waiting for us to get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm fucking done. Are we done with this fucking thing?
I am so done. I need to go poop. So everyone, until next week.
See you next Tuesday.